This is Akashvani, the news read by Hingbia Hui. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reiterated India's firm commitment to support an early, abiding and peaceful resolution of Russia-Ukraine conflict in telephonic conversation with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Both leaders exchanged perspectives on the issue. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he spoke with Mr. Putin and discussed the measures to further strengthen special and privileged strategic partnership. The Prime Minister added that he shared his insights from the recent visit to Ukraine. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today co-chaired the 9th India-Brazil Joint Commission with his Brazilian counterpart Mauro Vieira in New Delhi. During the meeting, both sides took stock of bilateral ties, including cooperation in trade, defence, energy, health, agriculture, space and technology. They also exchanged views on global geopolitical developments, the shared concerns and aspirations of the Global South, and advancing engagements in BRICS, IPSA, G20. In his opening remarks at the meeting, Dr. Jayashankar reiterated India's full support for Brazil's G20 presidency. Currently, Brazil holds the G20 presidency and the G20 summit will take place from November 18th to 19th this year in Rio de Janeiro. He appreciated Brazil's unique initiatives centered on the theme of building just world and sustainable planet. Dr. Jayashankar noted that the strategic partnership between India and Brazil, which was established in 2006, has diversified over the years. In the Rajya Sabha by-polls held today, 9 members from BJP, 2 from NDA allies and 1 from Congress have been elected unopposed. The BJP candidates include George Kurian from Madhya Pradesh, Ravneet Singh Bittu from Rajasthan, Manan Kumar Mishra from Bihar, Mishan Ranjan Das and Ramesh Vartheli from Assam, Rajiv Bhattacharji from Tripura, Kiran Chaudhary from Haryana, Dhirya Shil Patel from Maharashtra and Mamta Mohanta from Odisha. Abhishek Manu Singhvi of Congress was elected unopposed from Telangana. NCP Ajit Pawar's faction Nitin Patel got elected from Maharashtra and RLM's Upendra Kushwaha made it to the upper house from Bihar. The nomination for the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir ended this evening. As many as 24 seats spread over 6 districts will go to polls in this phase on September 18th. The scrutiny of nominations will take place tomorrow, while the last date for withdrawal of candidatures is August 30th. Voting for the next 2 phases will be held on September 25th and October 1st. The results will be announced on October 4th. Out of 90 assembly constituencies in the Indian Territory, 74 are general, 7 are reserved for SC candidates and 9 for ST candidates. BJP today released the third list of its 29 candidates for the ensuing assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. The party has fielded Devinder Singh Rana from Nagrota seat, Pawan Gupta from Udhampur West seat, Chaudhary Abdul Ghani from Poonch Haveli seat and Baldev Raj Sharma from the Mata Vaishno Devi seat. The names of the candidates have been approved by the BJP Central Election Committee. Congress has released a list of 9 candidates for the ensuing Jammu and Kashmir Assembly polls. The party has fielded its leader Ghulam Muhammad Mir from Duru Assembly seat, while Sheikh Riyas will contest from Doda seat. Pradeep Kumar Bhagat will be the Congress candidate from Doda West Assembly constituency. In Kolkata, reports of clashes between police and protesters were received from Howrah Bridge, Foreshore Road and Santragachi in Howrah as students group hold the Nabanna Abhiyan rally. Protesters are demanding the resignation of West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee over R.J. Kerr Medical College and Hospital incident. Protesters were stopped at various locations as they breached the barricades. Police used lathi charge, water cannons and tear gas to disperse the crowd. Kerala government has formed a 7-member special investigation team, SIT, to probe the crimes against women in the Malayalam film industry. The move came following Justice K. Hema Committee report, which detailed rampant harassment and abuse faced by women professionals in the industry. The first meeting of the National Task Force, NTF, formed by the Supreme Court to make recommendations for safety, security and working conditions of medical professionals was held today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.